You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for He
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth in relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to Change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
So, Father, I come before your throne, washed in the blood of Jesus. I thank you for giving me the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might. Make me a quick understanding so I do not judge by what I see with my eyes or hear with my ears, but by what your Holy Spirit reveals to me. We thank you, Jesus, for your presence, and I ask you to be Lord over this ministry and all that is done here. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to anoint this time of prayer and ministry. We claim the blood of Jesus over this session for our protection. We proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord here and that this is holy ground. We take authority in the name of Jesus and the power of his blood and word and command all evil spirits to leave this property now. We claim this room sealed in the name and authority of Jesus. We bind and forbid any evil spirits on the outside from having any knowledge or influence in this room. We thank you that the battle is the Lord's, but the victory is ours. We thank you that you have the right to adjust, shift, change, move, do whatever is necessary to bring forth your glory, your power, your might, your dominion, your rest, your peace, your increase, your victory in every area of our lives. And we call it manifested right now in Jesus' name. And all in agreement say, amen. Amen. Who fights in the boxing ring? Does he bring his trainer in the ring? So the trainer works with them, trains with them, tells them what to do, how to do it, how to get it done. But when he steps into the ring, or she steps into the ring, because now females are stepping in the ring kicking butt. Okay? So when they step into the ring, the trainer's on the outskirts. But who's taking the blows? Who's giving the blows? Now the trainer whispers in the ear, so you get this break where you come over and you say, look, you need to go ahead and do this. Throw a right cross, throw a left, dunk, do such and such. So the trainer can see things that you can't see because you in the battle. Now, once you told what to do, you step into the ring. If you don't do what the trainer says, then what happens? Get your butt beat. Oh, yeah, we say butt. Trent over there, Trent good. You see what I'm saying? So I got to minister on this thing. So the spiritual growth in a different way. Y'all okay with that? Teresa, you won't have it on the screen, so don't even. We're going to depend on these people with the Bibles tonight. Is that okay, Ed? Okay. So turn to Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 1 through 9. Anybody know about Nehemiah fixing the wall so it doesn't have a hole in it? The title of this brief Thursday night happy hour message is, I'm doing a mighty work and I can't come down. So if I'm up here, I'm not coming down there. I'm doing a mighty work, and I can't come down. And I'm going to show you different ways that people try to get you to come down. Y'all got it? Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 1 through 9. Now, Dakota, they got some special names in here, so I'm going to get somebody to read for me. Who want to read? Nicole got it? And you get to one you don't know, just say him or her or them or there.
1 to 9.
Uh-huh. Oh, go ahead and do, read 1 to 2.
And it came to pass when it hath been heard by Sanballat and Tobiah and by Geshem and Arabian chapter and by six.
You're doing right. Chapter 6.
And by the rest of our enemies that I have builded the wall, and there hath not been left in a breach. Also, till that time, the doors I had not set up in the gate. I think I need to change my translation.
Translation? Yeah. So why she changed the translation? I'm going to take a whack at it. So when Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem, whoever they are, the Arabs, and the rest of our enemies heard that I had rebuilt the wall and that there were no more breaks in it. You understand? So the word got off, Faith, that this team, this man had built the wall and there was no more holes in it. Okay? So, were they looking for holes? Because they knew where holes were. Are they looking for holes in you? Areas that they can attack you with? Now, I'm just going there tonight. Okay? So write this down. And I don't even have to say, think about how to say it. Your enemies can come from within your own household. You ain't got to look for them. They can come from within your own household. And I'm going to show you how to identify them. This is going to be a one message sermon. This is a miracle by itself. Even though I hadn't yet installed the gates, so he was 90% finished, but he hadn't put the gate on, the final touches. So I'm going to show you when your enemy, he's going to, or she's going to mess with you along the way. And then they really start to sweat when you get the gate in place or that final piece where you're ready to start the business or you're ready to start the job or you're ready to start the goal or you're ready that they know that it's going on. So at Jobs for Life, what we found out, research has shown that for one person who completes something, 19 people are watching them. Ginger is a teacher in the class. 19 people are watching one person to see whether they finish. Is to finish the gate, putting the gate on. So it says, even though I hadn't yet installed the gates, Sanballat and Geshem sent this message. Come and meet with us at whatever that place is, in the Valley of One. So I want you to come meet with me. Stop what you're doing, because I got the gate right like it. All I got to do is set the gate down, and the gate is finished. So the message is sent. The secret message is, Paul, don't put that gate down. So I got to send my best people. I got to send my best diplomacy. I got to send my favorite people, because I can't send a rookie to stop me from getting the job done. I got to send somebody that can embellish what you want me to stop doing. Y'all see what I'm saying? So let's see what happened there. I knew they were scheming to hurt me. But it just looked like I just need to talk to you. But he didn't see it like I need to talk to you. He saw it as I knew they were scheming to hurt you. Turn to your neighbor. You got a neighbor right here. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, are you trying to hurt me? Uh-oh. Something happened back there. What happened back here? What happened? Monica, you know what happened back here? What happened back here? No, I see y'all playing. What'd your neighbor say?
I don't know you well enough to hurt you.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. All right, okay.
Megan's response was no. Jazz's response was why?
Why?
Why would we do that? Why would we try to hurt you?
Oh, that's a good question. Why would you try to hurt you? Inquiring minds want to know? Because I like it when you stay where you are. Because if you grow, that means I got to grow. And I don't want to grow. So I'm going to stop you from growing. That's my job. You follow what I'm saying? That's my job, is to stop you from growing. That's why. You easy to talk to when you talk messed up stuff. I don't want to talk intellectual. I don't want to talk about Jesus. I don't want to talk about his goodness. I want to talk about how he never answered my prayer. So I don't want to get with the, I don't want to grow. Because if I grow, that means I got to change. If I change, that means I got to be responsible for what I do. Instead of blaming somebody else for why I'm not winning. Because when the fighter steps into the ring, it's just him or it's just her. Follow me? When you go for the interview, you can get all the training you want, but when you step in there, it's just you and them six other people going to interview. I want you to stop looking for somebody to come along. You in the ring. You get it done. Because he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And if I know your job is to hurt me, why am I expecting you to do anything than what you normally do? Now, I can believe for you that you'll be different, you'll change. But until I see it manifest, what am I going to do? I'm going to win without you. This is the attitude, guys. Because I'm fed up with people thinking that help is on the way. How long are you waiting for help? Not saying that it's not coming, but I'm going, and somebody's going to have to tap me on the shoulder and say, did you know help was back there? Oh, it is. Okay. Well, they can come with me. Stop looking for the obvious. Be so busy that somebody's going to have to tap you and say, hey, they came to see you. Tell them have a seat. I knew they were scheming to hurt me, so I sent messages back to them. This. So did he stop what he was doing? What did he say he did? Hey, Reverend, can you tell her or can you tell him that I can't see him right now because I'm doing a mighty work and I can't come down? I'll be glad to talk to him later, but I'm doing a mighty work and I can't come down. Anybody ever been in focus and then all of a sudden somebody interrupted the focus? You got to sort of like shake it and try to get back. And you say, oh, man, I was in the zone. Why do you think basketball teams and football teams, they call a timeout. Because all of a sudden, they had the momentum. The other team had the momentum. And they say, well, we got to shut this thing down. So we got to send in a message. When they want to stop you, they're going to send in a message. Hey. You know, and you've been trying to get them to talk about stuff for 12 years. And all of a sudden, you in the zone. And what they going to do, Will? What they going to do? What they going to bring up? Hey, I know you asked me this 12 years ago, but I finally got the answer. Yeah. But he said he sent message back to them. I'm doing a mighty work, and I can't come down. Why should the work come to a standstill just so I can come down to see you? Why should I stop the anointing so I can come down and see you who's trying to take the anointing from me? Follow what I'm saying? Repeat after me. Why should the work come to a standstill just so I can come down to, and use your finger to see you? What are you feeling about that thing, man? Stand still. So you can't do the two things at once, because you got to leave the spot where you are in the anointing to come down to a spot where there is no anointing. Because when you step out of what he called you to, you stepped out of the anointing. Follow me? Everybody okay? Turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor, breathe. So check this out. So do you think they try to get you to come down once? Let's see how many times. I'm in verse 4. Four times they sent this message, and four times I decided to come on down and visit after the third time. Is that not what it said? What did it say there? What do you mean by the same answer?
I kept telling them I can't come down.
Okay. The answer was, I'm doing a mighty work, and I can't come down. You ask me that again? Come on over here, but you don't know. The vice president came, but I'm doing a mighty work. Y'all finish it. And I can't come down. Then they sent the president. I'm doing a mighty work, and I can't come down. Then they sent a basket of money. I'm doing a mighty work, and I can't come down. It's the same answer. But you never left your post. You stayed where you were supposed to be. You stayed where the anointing is. You stayed where the blessing was. When I obey God, I'm anointed to finish. When I obey God, I'm anointed to finish. Because I'm not alone. He's in me and he's with me. When I obey God, I have access to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So if you don't want to go, guess who's going? The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Guess what I'm speaking? His word. Guess what's covering me? His blood. Guess what's upon me? His anointing. You can stay if you want to, but I'm doing a mighty work, and I can't come down. So he says, when those three brothers and the rest of our enemies heard. So you mean it wasn't just those three guys that heard? He said the rest of our enemies heard that I had built the wall, and there were no more breaks in it, even though I hadn't yet installed the gates. When your enemy is watching you, they see a distorted view of what's done. You follow me? Because they're getting secondhand stuff, Cheryl. Hey, did you know Paul was doing such a thing? Oh, well, I didn't know he was doing that. Well, I heard he was doing this. The Lord has blinded, for lack of a better word, what they see, so they can't see where you are. God will hide you so that you can't be seen. What do you think the cloud was about that Israel walked under? Cloud by day and fire by night? Come on now. All the people in Egypt bathed in the same river, and you mean tell me you can take Moses, stick him in a basket, let him float down the river, nobody going to see him? That's because God hid him, because he knew who he wanted to respond and grab that young boy. God can hide you. I'm I got this thing, I got to get it out. Sambala and Geshem said this message, come and meet with us at this place again. Not going to happen. The fifth time, same message. I'm in verse 5 and 6. The fifth time, same message. Sambala sent an unsealed letter with his message. He asked how many times? A couple of times. Five times. Now he's sending an unsealed letter. So the letter was supposed to be really important. You know, because they put that seal on it that nobody, if you open it, it showed that it was open. I sent him back this. There is nothing to what you're saying. You made it all up. So what if I left the anointing to step up to what you want me to do when what you want me to do has nothing in it? You want me to fail, and I believe the lie, and I left the anointing. So this is what's interesting, guys. You step out the anointing, and then you try to recapture what you stepped out of. But see, God don't go backwards. He goes forward. He builds from where you are. So when I leave that to go back to it, it moved. But if I had stayed there, I would have stayed in his presence. I would have stayed where the answer is. They were trying to, because like I said, this letter is real important. They were trying to intimidate us into quitting. Your enemy is trying to intimidate you into quitting. If I can just shut this thing down, we'll be okay. Because then I don't have to grow. I don't have to go. What else I don't have to do? If I can get you to quit, I keep the same jacked up relationship because you've been talking a special kind of way. Every time I tell you about me going forward, you have something special you want to say. Well, you know how old you are. Well, you know nobody goes back to school your age. You know you don't have the money. What else people say? Y'all don't just shout it out. You know you ain't cute. You got to be cute. What else? I didn't think you could do that. Barely passed the first time. How long is it going to take? Did y'all know Lloyd shifted his whole job setup? He's working night shift now where he was working day shift. But he couldn't work day shift and continue his studies. So he shifts to night shift because he's doing a mighty work and he can't come down. I mean, if you do day shift, how many people want to work night shift after you work day shift? But they were trying to intimidate. Now we got to go dirty when you start doing intimidation. What kind of dirt we get into when we're trying to intimidate? Sabotage. Manipulation. Huh? Just straight up lies. Blackmail. What else? We intimidation now. Okay, we're going dirty. We're taking off all the gloves. You thought I was your enemy. Now I'm really going to show you what an enemy looks like. I'm going to start telling the church about how you drinking, how you smoking, how you fornicating, how you doing all these kind of things. Because you have spent so much time trying to correct your title or your name that you forgot the work. You stepped out the anointing. That's why I tell y'all in advance, you want to blame somebody, blame it on the pastor. Just blame it on the pastor. I'm used to you saying ugly stuff about me, so just blame it on the pastor. You follow what I'm saying? Build up a resistance to defending yourself. Jesus didn't go around defending himself because he had 40 legions of angels that he could call at any time. So now if Jesus and me, then how many legions I got? Then you got another scripture. Y'all find this scripture. I got Bible scholars in here. Find this scripture where it says that your enemy will be his enemy. Well, let's find it. We can take time. Put me on pause, Sharon, because I'm about ready to preach my way all the way home.
Listen carefully to what he says and do all that I say. I will be an enemy to your enemies and will oppose those who oppose you.
Read it one more time. So I just want to make sure this side can hear it. I know that side heard it. This side over here. What did it say?
NIV, Exodus 23:22. If you listen carefully to what he says and do all that I say, I will be an enemy to your enemies and will oppose those who oppose you.
So, guys, even when it looks like you're losing, how can you lose if God opposes and becomes the enemy of somebody who comes against you? You can't. But turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, just make sure you're not the enemy. What you got to say about that? Just make sure you're not the enemy. Remember New Testament talks about don't be a stumbling block to somebody or rock of offense? They got a dream. They trying to get the dream done. You supposed to what? If you can't bless them, help them, step out the way. Get out the way. Is that etiquette correct enough? Just get out the way. Because I'm not looking for you to do no different than you've always done. Why are you going to drag somebody that don't want to go? That's extra weight. You get there, they see you there, and then you can invite them after that. You can tell them, come see what the Lord has done. See, I'm not boasting in me, I'm boasting in him. Won't you come see what the Lord has done? Translation, the whole time you were trying to stop me, I still did it. The whole time you told me it couldn't be done, it was done. The whole time you told me it can't happen, it happened. And it happened not because you helped me. It's because he's my father. He overrides you, what your feelings are, what your aim is. So I'm telling you another secret while we're at it. Might as well tell you this. Pray for them while they're coming against you. So they won't stay your enemy. Because I know people special. Y'all know people special? You don't want to see, you know, see, this is what amazed me. People think they get away because the lightning bolt didn't come. Follow me? But who says the lightning bolt can't return? Who said the ground can't open up and swallow you? Because my Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said there's nothing new under the sun, so the ground opening up back then can open up again. I'm talking to somebody. There's a couple of folk I'm talking to. Make sure you're not the enemy. Make sure you're not hindering the dream. I'm looking at the clock. So everybody good, I'm looking at the clock. Guys, stop waiting on help to come. You are help. If you're waiting on help, ask the Holy Spirit because he said he's the helper, he's the guide, he's the teacher. He'll take the things of God and show it to you. That's your help right there. Check this out in verse 9. They were trying to intimidate us into quitting. They thought they'll give up. Because you know how that works. It's whispered. It's not said out loud. They're going to give up. They're going to stop this. What we've been saying been working. How do we know? They're slowing down. Remember how I said things get distorted? They're slowing down. They're not moving as fast as they was moving. The supply is not coming as fast as it was coming. So look, we got their attention. We're on point. This thing's going to happen. We're going to stop it. They thought, I prayed, give me strength. He did what? I prayed, give me strength. So when you feel weak, you ask the Holy Spirit. If you're talking to the Holy Spirit, you just say, give me strength. You're talking to God, Father, in the name of Jesus, give me strength. See, nothing wrong with praying, but sometimes you just need to talk to the Holy Spirit because God is in this whole thing. When you have a relationship, you start talking to the Holy Spirit because he's the teacher, he's the guide. He'll take everything of God and bring it to your remembrance. God is in heaven in us, and Jesus is on his right hand, but he said he left the Holy Spirit here where? In the earth. I prayed, give me strength. He didn't say he prayed, and Lord, you know, I know it's been a while. I've been working on this thing. Nobody loved me. Nobody helping me. Nobody supporting me. So I just guess you called me to the wrong thing. What's the whole thing about terrorism? You see something, say something. You see something. You see the vision. You need to say something. This is what I see. Now, you watch who you tell. Y'all understand what I mean, right? Because if you tell somebody that's not there, what they going to do? Put it down. Too old, too young, too white, too black, too red, too short, too tall. Guys, make up your mind. I'm going to get this thing done. There come a time where I don't need your approval because I got his. I see you looking at me with them big eyes. Y'all got what I'm saying? I don't need your approval. I need his. And I got it because he's the one told you to do it. So when I'm doing the will of God, God has me. Follow me? Any questions? This thing real, guys. I've been thinking about it today, man. I was like, wow, I'm doing a mighty work and I can't come down. I'm doing a mighty work and I can't come down. Never change the goal, the vision. Just make it flexible where you can move in certain ways if you need to. Remember, Curly, we was at North Avenue. We started out at North Avenue. And we didn't like how people treated us. I mean, they got ugly. You say good morning to people, and they didn't even say good morning. They ain't bark at you. But they said, you're not even supposed to be here. What you doing at our church? Now, the pastor of the church, now we had a relationship. He told me one time, he said, anything I can do for you based off how I saw you teach, just let me know and I'll do it. So I go out to him and I said, the Lord told me that this was when New Year's was on a Sunday. Went over to him on a Friday. I say, you know, I do just like children. You know how God say, bring me in remembrance of your word? So that's what I did. I brought him in remembrance of his word. I said, you said that if I ever needed anything, let you know. Now this is on a Friday. I say, God told me to open up a church. I need your church. He took a deep breath. He said, okay. I say, he said, when? I say, Sunday. So that just tells you how long I ran. I mean, I ran right up to the very end. Ran from God all the way up to the very end. And so he said, okay. I said, well, what time your service is? He told me. I said, well, this is what time. Can our service start such and such a time? He said, it should take a little while for the people to get out, so forth, so on. So we stayed there. How long were we there, honey? Was it a year? 2 years? Was it two? Two? Yeah. Then people start acting ugly. I mean, you're walking down the hallway and people stop in the aisles and say, you know, that's them people that at our church. That's not their church. They shouldn't be here. So I said, okay. Then one day when a music setup came, a band was supposed to be playing, and they got the wrong date and time. And they came up, and, you know, they started to try to come in and interrupt. Were y'all there? Yeah. Okay, yeah. I said, it's time to go, honey. Time to go. Because we're doing a mighty work, and we can't come down. See, guys, y'all got to understand how your anointing can be jacked up, messed up. I'm getting ready to do a message, and then I got to deal with these bands that are trying to come in. They got the wrong day, wrong time. I try to call the pastor. He doesn't answer. Now, I got to go minister after dealing with that stuff. Because, you know, you're angry by this time. Like, here's the anointing right here. I'm going to go flash on you. Y'all know what? I know none of y'all spiritual people ever went flash.
Come on, man. So I said, honey, it's time to move. Time to go. Guess where we ended up? Right here. So you don't know what's better. You don't know you're going to get what's better based off having to deal with what's worse. Follow me? So we was renting a space. And what happened was, when I said, well, do you mind, do you have any space that we can use? Because we had to fold up our stuff, sound equipment and all that. Brother man took us to a space about this big. Open up the two cabinets. We had to take that equipment home every day. I mean, every Sunday. Take the equipment home. We don't have to take it home no more. So next door, after a while, they find out that's a prostitution ring. But see, we don't know what's better until we bypass what's worse. So then they find out, the man finds out, who's renting the building, finds out they got some serious stuff going on over there. And, you know I got children in the room. So he said, I tell you what, I told them to get out, and I'm going to give it to you for half price. I said, well, we're going to take it for half price. But we don't know what's better until we let go of what's worse. Write this down. Y'all ready for this one? Y'all, I said it for 8 years, Sharon. What's the worst that can happen? What's the worst that can happen? If you get upset with me because I'm trying to move forward, what's the worst that can happen? You're already mad at me. Already identified you. Y'all find the scripture. I'm rolling tonight. Just roll with me. Find the scripture where it talks about, Holy Spirit, come back. What was that thing? Oh, mark them to cause division. There it is right there. Y'all find it and read it. What is urge? Warning. Do you think the warning is like, watch out? Is it watch out? How you say, what's the urge? Watch out. Okay. All right, go ahead.
Brothers and sisters, watch out for those who cause divisions and put obstacles in your way that are contrary to the teaching you've learned. Keep away from them.
If you can't get away from them, you can stop telling them. Don't tell them your dreams. Y'all know people like that? Anybody ever encounter people like that? That's what got Joseph in trouble. Joseph wake up, ooh, I had a dream. I had a dream. Daddy already favored him because Joseph was the only one that had the pretty coat. Yeah. He got his coat at Dillard's. Teresa, he got his coat at Dillard's. The rest of them got theirs at JCPenney's. So there was already jealous of Nicole. Then what ended up happening was he had the nerve to tell his jealous brothers that they were going to bow down to him. I tell you what's going to happen. I got my coat from Dillard's. You got yours from JCPenney's. But you're going to bow down to me in those JCPenney's coats. So they said, oh, no. That's not going to happen. As soon as we get a chance, we're going to take you out. I mean, come on now. How many brothers was it? Was it six of them? 12. It's a whole bunch of them. Okay. Now, how intense are you at getting back at somebody? Were you willing to let the father suffer? So they had to get together as a group and say, hey, look, this is what we're going to tell Dad. We're going to tell Dad that something ate him. Ate him good. I mean, we tried to save him, but we couldn't get to him. There's blood all over the place. Matter of fact, let's get some blood in. Bring it back to Dad. Show it to him. On the coat. On the Dillard's coat. We're going to bring it back to him. And when Dad cried, we're going to fake the tears along with him. We're going to go to the funeral. Yeah. We're going to go through all that to get your point, to prove to Dad that the son you picked, he's not the son anymore. Then only you got to bow down to him years later when you thought that he was dead. You knew he got traded off, but you never thought you would see him again. And you never thought you would have to bow down to him. But when God promised you something, he has the power to see to it that it comes to pass. If you don't get weary in well-doing, he's going to do what he promised to do. Now, if you got to be moved out of the way, once again, turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, just make sure you're not the enemy. Because God is not a respected person. Y'all got it? I'm talking to anybody. So stop looking for it. Can I love you even though you don't support the dream? Can I support you even though you don't support me? Uh-oh, Nicole was the honest one in the group. Give me a mic right here. What you say, Nicole? Go ahead, say it. How many people wanted to say what she just said? Okay, amen. All right,
go. It's so easy for y'all to support people that don't support you. I think it would be difficult
okay,
for me.
All right. Did you hear the group that raised their hand?
Oh, okay,
Yeah. How many of y'all agree with Nicole?
Okay.
But you can't do it in your own strength. Can't do it. Y'all find this, and then we're gonna do the tithes and offerings. Y'all find this for me. He said, "Pray for those who despitefully use you." Or you know how you try to do a prayer that don't have anything to do with what he told you to do. Y'all find it and call it out to me. See, any time in Scripture where Jesus was talking to the disciples and he talked about forgiveness, first thing he said, they said was, help our unbelief. Because they knew, Nicole, they knew they didn't want to pray for that person. I got one in the back, one up here. What translation you got? Dr. Key, give me a different one. Whichever one you got. Teresa, read a different one. Oh, whoever it is. Okay, all right. Go ahead.
There's a bunch of them. Let's do the Young's Literal Translation.
Okay.
But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those cursing you, do good to those hating you, and pray for those accusing you falsely and persecuting you.
Okay, all right. Say it one more time. Do it one more time. The same one?
It is Matthew 5, verse 44.
Okay, Matthew 5, verse 44. Okay.
But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those cursing you, do good to those hating you, and pray for those accusing you falsely and persecuting you.
Your face all tense back there, Cheryl. What you got back there? What's going on?
That's right difficult.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't go, I mean, it kind of just like boggles the mind that I got, I mean, in quotations, I got folks plotting against me.
Plotting.
Lying on me.
I'm lying on you.
Trying to hurt me. And then I have to pray for them.
Okay.
That's a mind shift.
Okay.
Because your first thought is bump them. You know, let them go off the roof. I don't care. Because they're trying to hurt me, so obviously I don't care about them.
Okay, all right.
So that's gonna take some growth.
Okay, all right, okay. Curly, can you get my my phone inside that first? Yes, sir.
How do you do that and not be a pushover about it? I mean,
okay,
doing all of that,
okay,
the godly way,
uh-huh,
to walk, but still not be a pushover.
Okay.
In all those avenues.
So you still set boundaries. Okay. You still set boundaries. You're just having pleasant thoughts.
Pleasant.
You still have boundaries, meaning that they're not walking over you. You have a boundary to set. You follow me? So the boundary is if you do this to me, I'm telling you this is what I'm going to do. But the prayer keeps you in a peaceful place. So, y'all ready for this? Hold on one sec. Y'all ready for this? That's the song, isn't it? Oh, wait. Is that a commercial? If you want to stop thinking about somebody, all you got to do is stop praying for them. If they offended you, all you do is start praying for them. Start praying for them. Because what happens,
Cheryl, is the more I think about them, the madder I get. So I'm replacing the thought. The more I pray for them, the more peaceful I get. Their stuff didn't come after you to mess with them. Their stuff came after you to mess with you. So when I pray for you who's trying to mess with me, then I start thinking pleasant thoughts about you. Now, I still remember that you stabbed me in the back. I still see that part, but I'm just not going to give you my back. In martial arts, the first thing that we learn, find out what striking distance is. So I'm not going to get in striking distance. You text me, I'm going to call you. Because I'm not going to leave, give you no ammunition to hurt me. See, that Christians get special. I almost said the word. I knew he was waiting on me, too. I almost said the word. Christians get special. They lose all sense of, what's the word I'm looking for? Y'all help. Huh? Awareness. Yeah. Anything you don't want to repeat it, never put it in a text. Christians forget about that. Anything you don't want to see, never take a picture of it. You follow me? But Christians get special, man. So you still set boundaries. You don't let them walk over you. But you pray for them. And this is an act of God. You can't do, say can't. You can't do this on your own. Because it's not natural. You coming against me and I'm going to be praying for you. And the second thing that that does is it takes your revenge off and allow God to do what he does. Because as long as you fighting them, guess who won't fight them? He said, hey, he think he better than me. He can handle this. I'm going to just step back. And I'm going to work with Paul. You see what I'm saying? He don't hang around, guys. You got to talk? Yeah. But it's supernatural. It's not natural. No way in the world that's when it's natural. Yeah. Come on, man. They come to get Jesus. One of the disciples, they jump up and they cut my boy's ear off. Now, he know he getting ready to die. He know he going to be beat. He know he going to be tormented. He has the nerve, say nerve, to say, hold up, man. Before y'all take me, beat me, strip me, stick me in the side with a sword, nail me to the cross, let me heal him. Now, you got, if you got any imagination whatsoever, you got to wonder what that dude was thinking. Like, now, wait a minute, I'm getting ready to take him? He just put my ear back on? They ain't mention him no more, though, did they? God. She stepped to the side. Hey, look, y'all go do it. Go ahead. I forgot what I asked you to find. Fine.
Now, we were looking at Matthew 5, 44, right. And I wanted to read it in.
Okay. All right.
This is the message. It starts at 43. It says, you're familiar with the old written law. Love your friend and its unwritten companion is hate your enemy. Mm. I'm challenging you that.
He's doing what to us?
I'm challenging you. I'm challenging that. I'm telling you to love your enemy. Let them bring out the best in you, ooh, not the worst. Ooh. When someone gives you a hard time, respond with the energies of prayer. For then you are working out of your true selves, ooh, your God-created selves. This is what God does. He gives his best, the sun to warm and the rain to nourish, to everyone, regardless, the good and the bad, the nice and the nasty. If all you do is love the lovable, do you expect a bonus?
Ooh.
Anybody can do that. If you simply say hello to those who greet you, do you expect a medal? Any run-of-the-mill sinner does that.
Ooh.
In a word, what I'm saying is grow up. You are kingdom subjects. Now,
oh, you can stop right there. You can stop at the grow up part. Stop, just stop right there. That's right there. So let me share something with y'all. Okay, I'm excited about this. And Jazz, she here. Curly and I don't argue. We have discussions. But some of the biggest arguments we've had was her loving people when I don't want her to. So, I mean, can I be real with y'all? I mean, is it okay? If it's okay, it's past be real. Jazz in there with me. I mean, we'll be in there talking. You going to do what to them?
after what they did?
Now, these are my pre-pastor days, but some of them got a little sprinkles in them, though. Amen?
So, Cody, you going to do what to them?
Jazz, am I lying? Are you in the group? Do you know what they did? And you got to do, because see, Curly don't do nothing little. She'll send him $100 bouquet of roses. I got a bum in it. I'm just being real with y'all. Jazz and I are like, what? Mom, you going to do what? And she'll bless them with even with they met with the pastor. I say, what? And then Jazz get on other, Mama. So just to let y'all know what we have disagreed about. Not about money. Not about house. You're going to do what? I mean, she takes stuff to a different level. I'm on this level. But she on this level. Father? But then I have to come back. Do any of y'all ever come back? Yeah. Jazz say no. I say, wow, sweetie, I'm telling you. Wow. I would hate to be your enemy. I tell her, Jazz told her that too. I would hate to be your enemy. Because see, she ain't going to get all that done and God not going to honor it. But see, that's going to be honored in such a way that it's going to be seen. Y'all know what I'm talking about? So I'm just talking to you. I hope I can talk to my congregation. Because the pastor got issues too. Days that I'm overcoming. Sometimes, Lord Jesus. Who was it? Monica. Monica. Yeah, Monica said, I'm glad I'm not God because I'd be like, poop. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. You're going to do what? It's never little, though, Megan. It's never little. You know, send them a candy bar or something. You know, hope that it melt on the way. No stuff like that. No. So, anyway, y'all got it? Well, speaking to the right people? Y'all know what you got to do? What y'all got to do? Stop waiting for help. Stop waiting for help. When help show up, you're still so busy getting it done. They can come along if they want to. But I'm doing a mighty work, and I'm not coming down. Tithes and offering time.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.